Welcome to the 60-Second Planner from Limeburg Information Services, on the web at limeburgservices.com. Here's Bob Keebler.
On July 11, 2014, the U.S. Treasury withdrew a portion of the 1981 proposed regulations that address rollover IRAs. In Bobrow v. the Commissioner, TC Memo 2014-21, the U.S. Tax Court ruled that the one rollover per year rule applies to all of a taxpayer's IRAs rather than to each IRA separately. This ruling, however, conflicted with the 1981 regulations and Publication 590, both of which treated each IRA separately for purposes of the rollover limitation. The tax court, however, concluded that Section 408D3B applies to all of a taxpayer's retirement accounts and that regardless of how many IRAs he or she maintains, a taxpayer may make only one non-taxable rollover contribution within each one-year period of time. The IRS subsequently issued announcement 2014-15, where they indicated they would be issuing regulations consistent with Bobrow. The IRS has now withdrawn the proposed amendment to the regulations, and however, the IRS will not apply the Bobrow interpretation to any rollover that involves a distribution occurring before January 1, 2015. However, it's important to point out that the entire Bobrow analysis can be avoided by simply doing a trustee-to-trustee transfer, a direct wire transfer, or a transfer simply between brokerage firms where your client never touches the funds. On behalf of Limeburg Information Services, this has been Bob Keebler with a 60-Second Planner.